Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm also probably going to say something that's going to get some ire, but I think Paul Rogers and Bob Valvano need to retire. Sometimes Paul doesn't keep track of the score, and I loved it in the TBT tournament last summer when you had Drew, I think, and Jody were doing the games. It was wonderful. Drew did a great job, and Jody...
Bro. Kathy gives no bleeps. You know what I'm saying?
People of a certain age telling other people they need to retire.
I love it. That last text was Tox, by the way, with Reed Shepherd. I knew it was Tox.
We knew it.
I knew it.
Got us again.
But yeah, Kathy opining for Jody Dimling.
Beautiful.
Drew did the games with Bob.
Yeah, Jody. It was great. It's the take, or not the take, damn it. It's the round table here on ESPN 680. At a flashback, 105.7. I'm James Strebel, Anna Tarullo with me, James Black producing. Andy Sweeney will be on here at 5:30. And to move him back, he's busy deep in the heart of Bloomington, Indiana. I'll catch up with him on that. So we'll get him on here around 5:30 or so. A little breaking news here in terms of basketball. Five-star reclass candidate Will Riley, who's fresh off a visit from Kentucky, will announce his decision on June 23rd per his Instagram. He's going to choose between Alabama, Arizona, Illinois, Kentucky, and the that National Basketball Association down there in Australia. So we'll continue to look at that and cover that. Because that'd be, I mean, they have one scholarship left over, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to David Sisk about this on Monday. He would be a good get for Mark Pope, a guy that maybe not one and done, but definitely has NBA potential. And that's actually, I'm fine with the guard position. I'm fine with the big position. I do feel like we need one more spot there at the small forward, and that's exactly what he is. So we'll be watching that in the next coming weeks.
So you said he's between Alabama, Kentucky, that other...
Alabama, Arizona, Illinois, Kentucky, and then the NBL. Now, the thing here is he has that connection with Orlando and Antigua.
Right, yes.
And that's something to watch. And again, mm-hmm. kudos to Mark Pope for, you know, picking up on the recruitment and continuing the recruitment and having Kentucky in the final. And obviously, I'm not conceding it and saying, oh, he'll be Illinois for sure. I don't know, but, you know, people need to remind themselves of that.
Yeah. Whatever happened with Coleman Hawkins? Where is he at?
He's still
nothing.
Visiting. There was definitely something mm-hmm. up with that. I'm not saying that Louisville's off the hook here in Pat Kelsey. I mean, he did release a letter the day after the Coleman Hawkins
you
stuff.
You are the smartest, greatest, most beautiful fans I've ever seen.
The most knowledgeable fans. We love all of
you're
you.
The greatest fan.
The greatest fan base ever.
It's a love letter.
Love me cards. Love me.
Love me back.
Love
please.
Me back. Please. They love
Call
you enough,
back.
Pat. You don't have to keep calling them smart. They love you back. Trust me. You can do no wrong right now. It doesn't matter. Your entire roster could transfer. And everybody, Pat Kelsey's the greatest. It wouldn't matter. So you're fine, Pat. Louisville fans love to worship. You're being worshipped. Trust me. You don't need to try any harder than you are. And by the way, other than him saying China like Trump, something he also says that bothers me. He always says stinking.
I'm so
stinking excited.
It's so,
it was stinking great.
What's the word I'm looking for? Just like goobery, goofy.
It is goobery.
It's very like, golly gee.
Golly gee.
It's very campy.
Gee whiz.
Stinking.
Stinking.
It's like, are you a youth pastor?
You're so stinking knowledgeable.
Are you
stinking
youth worship leader?
He gets to say that word in every single interview. All right. So some bad news for Kentucky football. This is a big hit here. From Nick Roush, my buddy Nick Roush. Kentucky will be without a veteran in the trenches this fall. KSR has learned that defensive tackle Josiah Hayes is expected to miss the 2024 season after suffering a torn Achilles in spring practice. Mum was the word for Mark Stoops when the Kentucky defense was gutted by injuries in spring practice. Of the dozen or so contributors sidelined, about a half of those were due to off-season injuries. The other half are expected to return in time to participate in fall camp, with one exception. Hayes has appeared in 42 games throughout his career at Kentucky and started in four. Ahead of the 2023 campaign, Brad White challenged the former four-star recruit to take his game to the next level. He answered the call with his best season as a Wildcat, tallying career high in tackles, 24, tackles for loss, 4.5, and sacks, 1.5. So this is definitely a depth piece for Kentucky. Deion Walker, obviously the man there at that position. But no, losing Josiah Hayes, who had a career season for Kentucky and looked to get better, that's a big hit to the Cats.
Absolutely, and especially that you get him for the whole season. He's going to be out. So who's Keyshawn Silver?
Keyshawn Silver, yes.
So he step up.
Who is a former five-star.
Right.
I mean, he's a former five-star defensive tackle, and he played in games last year, and he was good in some games. I remember watching him like, oh, yeah.
I feel like he got some good reps.
He did. He got some good reps, so it's good. It's good that they – one of the things that Mark Stoops has done very well at Kentucky. I know the offensive line has deteriorated over the last three seasons, but I mean, he emphasized early on depth in the trenches, offensive and defensive lines, and he's done a very good job at both of those positions, specifically now with the defensive line. So that depth now is very important as Hayes is out. I mean, Achilles, you're not coming back.
That is a great point. They said it happened earlier in the summer.
It happened during spring.
Oh, during spring.
Early in the springtime.
Man, that is a big hit. And especially, we talked about this last week, maybe just that was the position group that you were really excited for, and that so much more experience there than last year on the defensive line. But, that's a big hit, dude.
Yeah. And good news, though. Kentucky junior defensive lineman Deion Walker is one of 42 student athletes and one of 13 defensive linemen selected to the Lott Impact Trophy list. The Lott Impact Trophy is the only major college football award that considers character. Named after former NFL Hall of Famer and star Ronnie Lott, the Lott Trophy annually goes to Defensive Impact Player of the Year, a player who has the biggest impact on his team, both on and off the field. So, Deion Walker, I have a feeling, Anna, that as the offseason rolls on closer to the regular season, that we'll see more of these preseason watch lists for Deion Walker.
He's going to be all over him. Yeah. I'm so excited to see what he's got cooking for this season. I think it's going to be last season was great, but I think that he could make a really big jump this
season. He's continued
to
get better. That's one thing. I mean, we've seen freshmen, both basketball and football wise, that have a good, surprisingly good freshman campaign and then hit that sophomore slump and never kind of recover.
Yeah.
Walker never hit the sophomore slump.
I feel like he came in, he was effective.
He was better. Yeah, he was better than he was his freshman year, and I expect him to be even better his junior year.
Yeah.
With a lot, I mean, he's got a lot riding on the fact that he's going to be first round NFL draft pick, a top 10 NFL draft pick, I think is going to be fantastic for him, and looking for a big season, especially with Josiah Hayes being out.
And he's a great leader too.
Yes.
Just, how last season ended, I feel like he was very vocal from the beginning that he was staying. Like, I cannot believe that wasn't more of anybody tried to poach him from Kentucky. He was really committed to staying.
You're right about that. It's one of those things where you almost expect it.
Yeah,
now,
I definitely did.
With a program like Kentucky that's seen as a step or a couple steps below, however you want to look at it. Teams like Alabama and Georgia, Ohio State, et cetera, Michigan, and that they're able to keep some of their bigger stars. I mean, none of those wide receivers left.
Blew my mind.
Deion Walker stayed. J.J. Weaver hasn't gone anywhere, but they're able to at least keep their biggest pieces. Now, they did lose some players in the transfer portal. I think that's just normal, yeah, no matter what school you are. I mean, mm-hmm, we have a Ohio State and a Georgia player on the team. Again, they didn't play very much, but they're on the team. They left those programs.
Yeah.
So even the bigger programs lose players. Kentucky, Mark Stoops has done a pretty good job of keeping those guys at Kentucky.
Especially a star like Berrion Brown, and just with how up and down things have been with even all of the offensive coaches. You got a new wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
You've had about three different offensive coordinators.
This is his third one, because he and Dane Key, they were there for Rich Scangarello,
yeah,
their freshman season,
last season,
Liam Cohen, and now Bush Hamden. So, yeah, this their third season at Kentucky with their third offensive coordinator. That's got to be so damn frustrating.
I cannot imagine. And especially when you're putting in, like, crazy pro offensive, like Scangarello was trying to do really cerebral kind of idealistic things, you know?
Right.
It wasn't like an easy playbook. I think that was one of the big complaints about him. It was too much.
It was
too complicated for, you know, these aren't NFL players or college kids right now.
Right.
You know? And they got class. They, you know, the team changes every year too.
And you only have X amount of time with them,
exactly,
on the field. It's not like the NFL where there are no rules.
And you could just install this whole offense and have all the time to
and
do
you
it.
Have a month.
It don't work that way.
To work on it. And their camp is even more in-depth and busy than a college camp is, because there still are time constraints.
Yep.
There are no time constraints in the NFL. So you can make the most, you can present the most complex offense, mm-hmm, that you have, and it's going to be a lot easier for these adult men. Imagine college kids to say, okay, you have X amount of hours per week. That's all you have. Now Rich Scangarello comes in. All right, he's the most complex thing you'll ever see. Have fun.
Cannot imagine.
Right.
It was also surprising to me that guys like Dane Key and I guess Berrion, that they didn't transfer, or, you know, after they found out Liam Cohen was leaving. Like, he's who recruited them there.
Sure.
That is why Dane Key went
before he left.
Yeah,
yes,
the first
exactly
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. It's just going to be a frustrating season, I feel like.
I just don't even know what to expect.
I hope I'm wrong. I expect a really good defense and a crap offense.
You
so
think
we'll,
so?
Yeah, that's. We've seen many seasons like that under Mark Stoops. Unfortunately, if things keep happening, it's no longer coincidence. It's a habit.
We should know better.
We should know better. Congratulations to Nick Mingione, who was named the Perfect Game National Coach of the Year. That was announced yesterday. The second time in 8 seasons as a head coach, he has earned the award, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
The second time he's earned this. I think the first season he was at UK, they went to a super regional. I think he got it then because he had just taken over that team and was able to get there. So Mingione guided a Kentucky squad, voted near the bottom of the SEC Eastern Division to a conference championship, just a second in school history, and his first NCAA College World Series berth in his history, a span of more than 100 seasons. Mingione was also an assistant coach on the 2006 team that won the SEC title. So there were a few seasons sprinkled in there where Kentucky baseball was actually pretty damn good. I remember watching those games, and he was a part of those staffs as well.
Now, I think it says a lot, too, that who did we have on earlier? Was it Ty Spalding or Cam Drummond, maybe? And he said, Kentucky's the last SEC school to make it to a college World Series. I didn't even know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I read it earlier in the week. That wasn't the first time I was hearing it today, but the fact that wasn't even on my – that shows how little, I guess – fans, media are really tuned into this. I had no idea that they were the only SEC team.
They were it.
That had never been to a College World Series.
Yeah, they were the last on the list. And you think about it, the SEC's had a lot of championships, you know, as far as baseball is concerned.
Yeah, Kentucky's, Vandy's pretty good.
Vandy, South Carolina, Florida's won it.
Mississippi
State's won it. You know, there's a number of teams in the SEC. It's why it's such a great baseball conference in Kentucky. I mean, that was a real – Kentucky baseball and Kentucky football were the real doormats of the SEC for a long time. They just were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that Nick Mingione has grown the product like this. And it – look – if Nick Mingione can do it, I'm saying it, Anna.
Say it.
I'm saying it. Mark Stoops, you can do it too.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit here and tell me and look me in the Kentucky. The SEC baseball is comparable to SEC football. It is. They're the cream of the crop up there with the ACC and the Pac-12 as far as baseball is concerned. They're the best of the best. Every team in the conference has been to a college baseball World Series. Nick Mangione was able to take a team that was nothing, picked last in the SEC to go and get to a college World Series, win an SEC championship. Nick Mangione does. I'm going to go on a rant. I didn't even plan to do this.
It just
went in my brain. Nick Mangione never complained. Never complained about, look what it was when I got here.
Pony up.
Look what it pony up. Look what when I got here, it was a dumpster fire. When I got here, the talent was so bad. Da, da, da. You know, 10 years down the road, we don't have to hear that. He didn't complain. He didn't cry. He didn't moan. He said, you know what? I'm going to do this. He had his dark moments. Last season was terrible. I'm sorry, two seasons ago were terrible. He picked himself up. He got the team to the college World Series. Mark Stoops, I don't want to hear it anymore. You have more money than Nick Mangione has. You have better facilities than Nick Mangione has. You have more support than Nick Mangione has. Quit crying about it. Quit crying about playing Texas and Ole Miss and Alabama and Georgia and da-da-da-da-da. They had to play the exact same teams. Get it done. I'm tired of hearing about we're going to win six games and go to our sixth straight bowl game. I don't care. Do something. It's been long enough. I don't care. You try to go to Texas A&M. You're here now. Stop it.
I agree with that. With every fiber of my being. He's not. Nick Mangione isn't out there making the fans feel guilty for what he chose to inherit. That's the thing that kills me. Like, how long we supposed to worship you, Mark Stoops, since you came here to Kentucky? You chose to do it. You chose to be in a conference where you're playing these types of teams. Why is that everyone else's problem?
Yeah.
You're a big boy. You chose to be here and do it. And it's just, you know, you got to be accountable. It's the excuses. They're like, oh, look what I inherited. It's like, no one made you.
Quit bringing up Joker Phillips.
Yeah, and quit.
He's been gone for a decade.
Quit making us feel bad about it.
Right,
sorry.
Like it's our fault.
Sorry you're here. Gosh, yeah, no, that is such a great point. I had not put that together. Nick Mangione does not do
just
that.
Just popped in my head. I was like, well, Nick Mangione didn't inherit, like, he wasn't born on third base.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't inherit Vanderbilt baseball. He didn't inherit LSU baseball. I mean, he inherited Kentucky baseball, and look where he is. Let's read some text here. Texter, comparing climbing the ladder in baseball to football, asinine, stop being a sensationalist blowhard. How's it different? How's it different? How is the difficulty of SEC baseball different than the difficulty of SEC football? You tell me how it's different. And tell me who has the bigger advantage coaching their team and getting NIL and the transfer portals, Nick Mangione or Mark Stoops? Texter, you let me know. So how's it asinine? Kentucky basketball is a thing on itself. You need to succeed there. You have to succeed there. How's it different? Historically, how's it different? It's not. Texter, he picked himself up from his bootstraps. That's right. Texter, have Kentucky fans decided whether or not they're going to do horns down when they face Texas, or is just a feeling out season?
I'll throw a horns down right
now.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, I'm all about horns down.
It makes
me
mad when people's feelings get hurt about it. Like, really? I'm
like
all
L's
about,
down.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, it might be a little tougher to do horns down since they'll be at Texas.
I'd go in there and do it.
I know you would. I would do it too.
I would sit in that section by myself and do it.
Will the players be able to do it? That's the thing. Will the players be able to go and do it? Will they do
they
horns
should.
Down in Austin, Texas if they're winning? Let's see here. Texter. Da, 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 da. Rick just admitted you hate Stoops. LOL. I don't hate Stoops. I hate the complaining. I hate the crying. That's what I hate. I like Stoops. I think he's done a fine job.
But you're also not going to act like he's something that he's not.
But I'm not going to sit here and when Nick Mangione inherits a similar program and goes to the College World Series and never complains about anything, while Mark Stoops complains a lot, I'm not going to let it go. We're a football school too, Cal. Don't be a meanie. We all know how erections work. That's me doing a Lock McClain impersonation. Texter, born on third base and think they hit a triple.
Yeah.
Strebel quoting Harbaugh. That you damn right. James Black, can you do me a personal favor? Whenever Rig, Anna, or J Step Godby call our saint, our coach PK, a goober, please play the Pope Hamilton sound. Thank you.
No scholarship to King's College. kind of good.
You sounded better than Pope. Yeah, you sound a lot better than Pope. Texter, great defense, bad offense. I have heard this before. Is Kentucky football the next Iowa coming up on the round table?
Don't you put that evil on us.
Texter. Mingione has won 1 year, and now he's Tommy Lasorda. I didn't say he's Tommy Lasorda. I'm saying he took a program that was in the basement and went to the College World Series. Enjoy your third out of the last four seasons, not in the postseason, Louisville fan. How about that?
Louisville fans
sit at home
take...
and cheer on Dan McDonald, who hasn't done a damn thing in four seasons.
They cannot take that Mingione got that award either.
We've got Dan McDonald back. We've got Danny Mack back. No one cares. You're irrelevant. Get out of here. Kenny Payne 2.0. Texter was way different when the top teams in the SEC are having top three recruiting classes year in and year out. You hear Mingione crying about it. You tell me Alabama and Georgia and LSU and Florida don't have better recruiting classes than Kentucky baseball? No. Texter, y'all going to be so mad when Stoops gets another raise after getting 7 or 8 wins this season. No, you're right.
You're damn right.
All right, we're going to go to my friend Dennis. Dennis, who's a baseball, he's a seam head. That's Dennis. He's a baseball expert. Dennis, how's it going?
I don't know about the expert thing. I'm a fan of the game. I tried to get in there earlier in the week. Congrats to your Bunkheads to make it to the World Series.
Thank you, Dennis.
And,
that was so sweet.
You know, I try. I just wonder, I know you weren't a huge fan of college baseball, but I wonder, you know, let's say Kentucky wins one or two or whatever happens, if this doesn't give you the bug, because I'm a Louisville fan, never followed baseball too much, Lalo Prado, you know, and all that business.
Right.
But, man, when you start getting a taste of it, and I love the College World Series. I've watched so damn much baseball. And good for the catch, man. Mingione's done a hell of a job this year. I don't know what he's got cooking. I don't know if it's NIL, if he's just coaching them up. But I'm curious if you're going to catch the bug and maybe next year you find Kentucky baseball a little more interesting. Because over the last 15 years with Dan, you know, I just love it, man. I love
right.
the excitement of the game and seeing your team compete, like, in every night, right, against
yeah.
whoever. You know, the Vandy series with Louisville's a great one. Probably Vandy's probably got the edge on them overall.
But it's been a great series between those two.
Hell yeah, it has. It's so close, man. That's quality baseball. IU was good there for a while. I think they've kind of fallen off a bit. But, what do you think? Are you going to get hooked on this baseball thing?
Well,
2 or 3 years of Kentucky doing good?
I appreciate the call, Dennis, to answer your question. I mean, yeah, if they continue to win, I mean, you might get bit by the Kentucky baseball or the college baseball bug. That's like Ty Spalding was saying earlier on the show when we were talking to him about Dan McDonald staying. He said, you know, this is something that I miss as a Louisville baseball fan. You have this dip in sports entertainment during this time of the summer, and he misses Louisville being deep in the NCAA playoffs. I think that means something, and it could be something that we can now hopefully latch onto in the future with Nick Mingione now making two super regionals in a row and now making the College World Series.
I think it was that way with volleyball, too, once they won the national... PTSD. Won the national championship. I mean, you tuned. I think the whole Kentucky fan base really, they're into it now. It's,
yes.
It's appointment viewing. It's appointment watching. I don't know if I'll be that way about baseball.
I can see
learn
myself.
More about it
Kellen first. And I watched those games this weekend. We had a blast.
Did you?
The two of us watching those games.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Last text, and we'll take a break. We'll get Andy on here. The texter went full Tommy Lasorda. That's musty. I agree. All right. Let's take a break. We'll have Andy Sweeney on after the break. Remind you of my good friends over at 502 Hemp, 812 Hemp in Louisville's over there at the Douglas Hills location. Also in Indiana, Clarksville, the Lewis and Clark Parkway in Clarksville, right by the Kroger and the Court Physical Therapy. They have those summer drinks on hand. Again, if you get tired of the alcohol, waking up feeling like junk the next day because you're dehydrated, you're hungover, you're not, you know, you don't feel like yourself, you gotta go to work or you gotta watch the kids or whatever it is, you get those THC Delta 8, Delta 9 beverages. You can still be social, still have fun, still feel the buzz, and not have the regret of indulging. So check them out. They have more there than just the drinks. They have vape. They have edibles. They have everything you need, and also local honey, bath bombs, great organic local products. Don't buy stuff at a gas station. Buy stuff from the people you know, the people you trust. That's 502-HEMP, 502HEMP.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Daddy.
Oh, no, 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 no. Hello, Emily.
Daddy.
How are you? I don't want to give the government my DNA. I don't do Ancestry.com or any of that. I appreciate Daddy. The thought. I can't do polygamy. I love my wife. We have four beautiful children. I have a new baby. I'm good.
You can give me your DNA.
No. Thank you, Emily. Go pet your dog for me, please. Give him some begging strips.
I will.
All right. Bye, Emily.
Daddy.
Bye. That is your first caller Emily experience, Mac. Max doesn't know what to do. Max, are you okay,
bro,
Max?
Like, bro.
Look at Max's face.
I know.
What is going on here?
Welcome back to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Anna Chirillo has a similar look right now on her face.
I bet Max was praying. I just said a few prayers. I'm glad. Thank you for making me feel normal, Max.
A few Hail Marys.
What the heck?
Hey, 27,
this is a nightmare.
27 area locations. Walk-in, drive-through delivery. That's Cox's Every Liquors. That's Louisville's go-to liquor store. They got the wine, the beer, the mixers, all that good stuff. Go check them out this weekend. Get ready for a beautiful summer weekend in June here in the Ville. Cox'sLouisville.com. 437-9680. What's up, James?
Anna handled it way better than Max. I mean, I thought
Max was going to pass out.
I thought Max was going to be done forever.
I just went catatonic. I just like dissociated. It's called dissociation.
At first, it was just a look of confusion, and then the DNA comment. She just went.
I just did dissociation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I dissociated still right now.
She left her body. Her spirit left her body.
My body's here. I'm not.
Her brain and her spirit have ascended.
Who are you? Where am I?
Into the heavens. Andy Sweeney with us today. 107.5 The Fan up in Indianapolis. The wake up call, 7 to 10 a.m. He's got you every day there. Now, Andy, hello. Welcome. How are you?
What's going on?
Now,
what's happening?
You told me you're on vacation this week. You did a little vacay, a little staycay this week. Just took off work and enjoying the sights and scenes around Indianapolis.
Yeah, around the area. By the way, I have an echo in my ear. Hang on, is that coming from you guys' end or my end?
Oh, might be. Is that better? James is pushing some buttons. I think. It must be from your end.
I think that sounds a little bit better.
Okay, there we go.
That sounds better. Whatever James Black did there was fantastic. Oh, yeah, I just, a couple days off. Really hadn't taken too many days off, back to back since I started. So, it's June. There's not a lot going on. And so, I was in the land of Jack Grossman today. How about that? Land of Bloomington. Jack Grossman today.
Yeah, you had a mother. You walked by Mother Bear's, his favorite pizza joint there.
Ooh.
In Bloomington. I saw that. Were there? Yep. Do you see Mackenzie and Baco at all at a Taco Bell drive-in drive-through?
No, I did not. No. Although when I was driving to Bloomington, I did remember Blankenbaker's take on that. I will not share that because it is on the edge, and I don't feel like being canceled on a random Thursday in June when I'm actually off work. I don't want to get fired on my day off.
I don't get fired on my day off.
Blank said that was reckless. By the way, I have a problem with Anna.
Okay.
Okay.
For a second.
What's new?
If you don't mind me talking just for a second. Well, I mean, Anna was taken off guard by those colorful comments by caller Emily to one James Strebel. And I would say, Why are you taking off? Why would you be shocked by that? Anna, I am sure at times your messages and DMs have been, dare I say, creepy. You know, dare I say, on the line.
Yeah, that's why I don't open them. That's why I don't read them.
Yeah, and so why couldn't it be the opposite? There's like a big sports radio hairy dude that's getting.
I don't like it for anyone. I don't like that for any parties involved. Also, it was assault on my ears. I explained that so graphically. Oh, I can ignore a DM. I don't love have people love. Calling me saying that a breathy voice. Yeah,
love is love.
Oh, man. Yeah, love I don't like love, that baby. For anyone.
I don't know what to tell you. Yes, I was in the land of Jack Grossman today. And definitely the remnants, you know, when they're like, you know, like the rental places, you guys know this, like the rental houses that are always rented to students like over the years, you know, and it was like that, you know, Bloomington has a bunch of them. And then you see Strebel like in the alley, all the mattresses that are piled up and all the garbage and all the junk and everything.
Yes.
When they like clean them out before they have to nuke them for a month and a half to get ready for the next crop of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Mackenzie and Baku made the cardinal sin of being black in Bloomington.
Oh, boy.
James Black did that. I did not do that. That was not me.
I've been speechless like five times today. I've been speechless
right to the point.
It was a great cut. It really was. It's a great cut of sound that James Black just gave us. And that was one instance where Steve Romans was actually speechless. You never...
His whole
Blank
career
said
flashed
Indies
before his
for
eyes.
Life, and Rummage tried to pivot to White Castle.
That was the best part of the sound. It's like, yeah, you could get an Indies NIL deal. And Rummage is like, no, White Castle.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
There's something else going on in Louisville I'm just going to leave it alone. We'll move on. We'll talk sports.
Well, give me some updates, Strebel. Give me some updates. But I mean, or we can do sports. Whatever you want to do. Your final 20 minutes.
Well, let's do
give
this.
Some updates.
Well, I'll give you an update. Blankenbaker has an injury. He had to go to Ellison Bodenhausen, Andy. He hurt his shoulder lifting weights. He was working out, and he had a shoulder injury.
Oh, I figured it was lifting his money.
Lifting his wallet.
Lifting his money bags.
Lifting his money bag.
His bag of cash.
Tesla charger. He threw his arm out lifting the Tesla charger. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. No, he's like working out now.
For him.
He's getting that summer body going. You know, Blankenbaker by the pool, all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know how bad the injury is. But Drew Diener, you'll like this, Andy. This is right to Andy's wheelhouse. So Mark could go to Ellison Bodenhausen and check his shoulder out.
What is that?
It's like a rehab, rehab therapy place.
It's a rehab.
Yeah, rehab. And so he went there. Diener went and got the matzo pie yesterday. How about that? Drew Diener drove out and got that matzo pie yesterday. Not Blank Diener.
Yeah, well, I wasn't on Dixie Highway, so, you know. although everyone is pivoting to Holy Cross, Rummage is a coach there? Has that been finalized?
It's been finalized.
Rummage is the coach?
He's been sending pictures out of the front of my alma mater saying, let's go get some work.
He thinks he's a Cougar now.
Yeah, he thinks I'm glad you said that, and he thinks he's a Cougar now. Yeah. You've got
to
be more than 5 seconds before you get
James Triple Memorial Wing Zone.
Exactly. There's James Triple Memorial's Wing Zone right beside.
I'm not backing Strebel on this one. He's been pushed out of the way.
I have not. Until he has all state credentials or his name's on a plaque in that building, he ain't pushing me out of the way.
Holy Cross took Saudi money. That's what you got. You got Rummage in there. You got that East End money. You got that Diener money. You got Blank might throw in that Santa Claus. No, you're done, man.
No.
Now they're passing you up.
You know why?
You had all these years to get back. You didn't give back, and now they got Blank on the hook.
I have donations. Again, until Rummage has a plaque on the wall with his name on it. I have multiple plaques on the wall, by the way, with my name on it. Until he has that, he can't touch me, Andy. You know what I'm saying? I have a personal relationship with the president. Until he has that, he can't touch me.
He's of a regional.
No, he's not.
Four. That's what he's going to have.
What are your plaques for?
On the wall. We'll see. What are my plaques
yeah.
for?
I was voted all, everyone's favorite.
All, I got an all state plaque, and then I got the
was it all state football or all state academic?
Both.
Hell yeah.
Both. And
not
I have.
Dual threat,
I was most outstanding senior.
I
so,
knew it had
yeah.
to be something like that. They probably got a picture of you smiling.
Oh yeah, you're damn right. I mean, Robert's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say or bend the knee to rummage because he's been a coach there for 5 minutes. That's not happening.
Listen, here's where I can settle. You may be ahead, but they went from zero to on your tail.
Oh, that's
Does that
true.
Make sense?
Yes.
So now you need to pick up the pace a little bit, dare I say. Maybe up those donations. Maybe stop with the St. X and Trinity love and the hobnobbing and the knobs with Big Easy.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are training with MLBers and everything else. Maybe you need to
go back to your roots.
Humble yourself.
Maybe.
To go back to your South End roots. And not forget where you came from. You know, Scotty D, he didn't forget. Jeff Rom, he
That's
didn't forget.
True.
Those guys didn't forget. They're South End legends.
Now, I have been
so
texting. I have
I don't
been
know what to tell you.
I have been texting with Lieberman about players, though. So, I mean, I'm yeah.
Okay.
So, I've been texting. He has some former students of mine on his team. He's been picking my brain about them. He's been asking me about Kellen and some other kids that, you know, how are they doing? Are they good players? This, that, and the other. So, yeah. So, I'm in conversations. I may not be assistant coach Steve Rummage, but I'm in conversations.
Well, let me ask you this. When you start helping them get talent, do you report to Rummage directly? Is he your boss?
No.
Will he be your
direct
boss?
He's not my boss.
He'll be your boss?
No.
That was a lot.
You report to Big Steve. Big Steve has a conversation once a week. I don't need to know about it. If you need to bring a kid from another country, you got to change your GPA.
Right.
You got to race in age. You got to do something like that. Not a problem.
Take Algebra 2 before Algebra 1, you know.
Hey, listen, if we're going to do the Eric Bledsoe, we're going to do the Eric Bledsoe.
Right.
Going all the way.
We got to swim in those waters. We're going to swim in these waters. You're damn right. Now, what did you make of, because we've already dubbed this, Andy, the Blankenbaker Bowl. So in the SEC-ACC Challenge, Chris Beard and Ole Miss will be rolling into the Yum Center where we had Justin Sofro and Mark Blankenbaker salivating at the thought of Chris Beard as their coach. Instead, they get try-hard Pat Kelsey. So it'll be Pat Kelsey versus Chris Beard. Any thoughts on that matchup? It's a bad deal for Kelsey, especially if he loses. It's just a bad deal.
Well, here's the problem that everyone figured out, and it hit everyone in the face, like bang, save that for the mixtape. I mean, it did yesterday is when they announced that everyone was like, I hate these matchups, and they got looking at it, they're like, the ACC stinks. Like, the reason the matchups stink is the ACC stinks.
It does.
I don't know. I mean, you can if you want to blame that, I mean, Louisville's a part of that, but Virginia is definitely a part of that. Like, I don't know. That's how I view it. It's like just kind of one of those things when it came out yesterday, or what was it, 2 days ago?
Yesterday, yeah.
I wasn't too stunned with anything. Like, people were yelling, screaming. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, you know, Notre Dame has been down. I think they're in the right direction, but Notre Dame has been down for a number of years. Louisville's been down for a number of years. Syracuse has been down for a number of years. Wake Forest ends up being nice, Drupal. You know this. Then Steve Forbes doesn't make the tournament.
Right. They're always a fine team, but they're always like the first four out.
I mean, Leonard Hamilton went from Scotty Barnes in like two seeds
right.
in the ACC to being irrelevant. Again, Louisville's been through what they went through. Miami, two great years, one really great year, came back last year, and they were top 10 team when they played in Rupp earlier in the season.
Yeah,
that was a big win for like a week and a half, and then Miami just lost every game.
Yeah.
You know, Miami just became one of the more disappointing teams in the country. So, I mean, the ACC stinks. I mean, that's the answer. The ACC stinks.
No,
I mean, it is a bummer, of course. The Arkansas and the Louisville thing just seemed way too bleeping easy.
It was a layup.
I just don't even know. I just don't even know what they're thinking. But Ole Miss at Louisville, Sofro wants Chris Beard to win that game.
Him and Blankenbaker both, maybe. Yes.
What does blank fully? Because blank, but like Sofro can say, "I want my team to lose, so it's over." Blank can't do that. That's not in his right. DNA, and that's fine. You know, and that's fine. But it's not. That's why he sunk with Sat.
He just
couldn't do it. He just couldn't do it. But Sofro will be like, "Listen, if it takes some bum doing this or that, I'll cut my losses." Okay, that's how I am. Right. That's how I am with stuff. I want to know who he's backing in the Ole Miss game.
I think he's. He did you read his tweet yesterday about this? Sofro.
Yeah, he said he bought the fake glasses.
Oh yeah, he has them. He even put them in his avatar on Twitter.
Oh my gosh,
he's got.
but he bought them special because I know he wore glasses. I can't remember.
No, he bought the PK glasses. Yes.
He bought the actual PK glasses. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. He put it.
Has anyone else done that?
No. All around the office. No.
Rummage?
No. No.
Rummage hasn't done that.
He has normal. As you know, Rummage wears glasses sometimes, too. He just has the normal Rummage glasses.
Just nearsighted.
Yeah, Sofro actually bought the glasses, and he put them on ESPN Louisville Plus so everybody could see. So he's been peacocking those PK glasses.
Peacocking.
Hey, okay. Andy. Strieber wore some PK glasses yesterday and said he bought them before PK was hired.
These are the same glasses. No, my mom these are the same glasses I have on.
Those are PK glasses.
They're not PK glasses.
My mom has a pair of reading glasses. I'm like, you looking like Pat Kelsey this morning,
girl.
Focus,
I bought these at Focus Optometry in Sellersburg. That's where I got these. These aren't the bump PK glasses.
In Sellersburg.
These aren't those thick black frames.
Buddy Holly's.
His are expensive. His are designer, aren't they? They put out what kind they are. I mean, they're like a nice kind.
I don't know.
Yeah, like your insurance isn't good. Yeah, I'm going to UN.
Like
I'm
some
not going
Gucci?
To fashion to Kohl's over there. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to UN. Yeah, in the studio is you and Strieble.
He's talking to me.
And so there's something that is an upscale buy, okay? I'm not going to Kohl's and Tommy Bahama. I'm going to you, okay?
Remember when Strieble called that, you called that Dior cologne? You called it Navage.
Oh, yeah.
Instead
of Savage, I call it Navage.
Oh, man. Man.
I'm not Johnny Depp. I don't know.
That killed me. Anyway, I don't know.
I back Strieble not buying cologne.
I don't need
Strieble
it.
Doesn't
yeah.
buy cologne. Yeah, I back that.
I don't need it.
I back that.
That's my hyperfixation. It's like perfume.
Ugh. Now I'll buy it for my wife every once in a while.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll get it for like Mother's Day or Christmas or Valentine's Day. Yeah, I'll get her some nice cologne. I'll go to that Dillard's cologne perfume section. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, where they pester you.
That's my happy place. Yeah,
they do pester you.
Yeah, they pester you. Want to smell?
They really do.
They put it on those little cards.
You can't smell anything for like half a day.
Yeah. Hey, but is James there, Black? Is he back there, James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James, would you do a favor for me in the Dropbox? Sure. Just see if any of Strieble's old Father's Day tips are there.
Oh yeah, because those are now. This is your first Father's Day, Andy. Anything?
Oh.
Yeah, congratulations. That'll be awesome. Anything special planned?
Thank you.
For Father's Day for you as you enjoy your first one as young. As young Mason continues to grow, he's getting big, man. I mean, he's got a lot more hair than Mac Kid does.
He's 9 months today.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And he just, yeah, I mean, like, he knows what's going on all the time. Oh, yeah. We were, he's just like eyeing people, you know.
Yeah, skeptical.
Being cute for girls. Yeah, he's just being a hand.
The Andy Sweeney handbook.
He's just a complete ham. So, yeah, he's doing good. So, yeah, we're actually going to be in Louisville.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be out and about on the town on Friday and Saturday. So, we may need to – I mean, you'll be out and wherever you are bragging about some state tournament you win every week.
Yes, I will.
It's the state final. How many of these ribbons are there? Good God, it's a new one state. Well, we won state last Tuesday. Well, we won three states. How many states are there?
There's a lot.
We won state three times last week.
That's right. Yeah. Well, there's state softball, state baseball, the whole. But you're right. I'll be in town Friday, but Saturday I will be in Greenwood, Indiana for a softball tournament. Ooh. So yeah, that's where I'll be.
I tell you what, Friday hit me up because I will be down and around downtown-ish on Friday. I'm not exactly sure where. but I will be within a few miles of your studio for sure.
Okay, I'll text you.
Unless you're out on remote.
We're here tomorrow. I'll text you during the show, see what you're doing. I'll stop by and have a drink. Okay, James has some sound, so go ahead, James.
Hey, Daddy.
This Sunday is Father's Day, and our very own James Strebel, Round Daddy,
what's up, Daddy?
Explains what dads across the nation should expect on their special day.
You're 22?
What?
I forgot where the 22 came from.
I don't
from.
Get it.
Oh, man.
We're
I'm dying.
When did that happen?
Oh, my God. That's so good. That's such good radio. Man, that's so good.
That's great.
I totally forgot that existed.
Me too. Good
that's
job,
Mitchell
James.
Hannigan. I can't explain Anna and Mitch. I don't know if
our
paths ever crossed.
Tell her yes.
Oh,
no, so
tell beef with Mitch.
She's got beef with Mitch. Tell Andy your Mitch story. This is
yeah,
great.
What was I guess I was calling into your all's show. No.
You're calling into a post game.
It's a pregame show.
Yeah, pre-game we're doing a Kentucky football pregame show.
Yeah, and I called in, y'all wanted me to call it. So I called in, me and my dad are in Lexington, it's UK U of L game, and we're like literally walking into the game. And I called in and I guess Mitch answered, and he was like, I said, do you know who this is? Like, I don't know why I said it that way.
Yeah.
But he was like, I can't remember the story now. I was supposed to call in, right? So I just said, you know who this is? Like, it's Anna calling in. And he accused me of being drunk, like, on air. I was like, I've been walking with a ginger ale with my father. I was so mad. He, like, said it on. He's like, I'm pretty sure she's, like, hammered right now.
He made me so mad.
That wasn't a good retelling.
He asked you how
yeah,
drunk
he's like,
you
how
were.
How drunk are you? That's what made me mad is how he said it. How drunk? I'm like, dog, I'm one ginger ale, half a ginger ale deep. What did I say that made you think that?
All right, James.
Hey, Daddy.
This Sunday is Father's Day, and our very own James Strebel, Round Daddy,
what's up, Big Daddy?
Explains what dads across the nation should expect on their special day.
Hey, family. I love you. Hope you're having a good one. See ya.
Having a good one.
Yeah.
That's too good.
All these sounds of me talking, I don't know what they're in reference to.
Hey, family.
You're 22. Oh, man. I'm trying to think. I mean, we were somewhere where there was obviously alcohol being served.
Yeah.
Because you sounded a little tipsy there.
Oh, I did.
There was a... We obviously had some sort of young female on in some sort of tailgate setting or something else.
Something else.
Oh, and brother.
Yeah, in a way. And you thought you were having a conversation with her, then you realized she was 22.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what the context of where we were.
That happened to me last night. My neighbor, we were drinking beer watching that pathetic NBA game last night. We were watching that, and his son's in town who's in college. And so we were talking about something NBA, and then it got back to the Celtics coach, Joe Mazzulla.
I'm like,
Mazzulla, you know, he was on the team that, you know, sunk Cal, you know, talking about, you know, Calipari and stuff.
Yeah.
And my neighbor knew, but this kid didn't.
Oh.
And he's like, this all happened when he was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like John Wall happened when this dude's like 8 years old.
Formative time, yes.
He's going to throw up.
Yeah, and I'm like, you don't remember the John Wall dance? What was it, like Brandon Flowers?
Yes.
I'm like, Bob Huggins.
Yeah.
Like Huggy Bear. Like, no. Like, I had nothing on my mug. It's like, all right.
Like, all right. Well,
I'm the old guy.
We'll just move on from that then. Like, but no, that was a detrimental loss for John Calipari, and he was only able to overcome it once when he won the national title. It was very, very sad. But that's the first introduction to losing early. It actually wasn't early.
It was the Elite Eight.
It was the
Final Four.
Yeah, it wasn't that early.
I was like 17 years old. I just sat there and cried for like an hour.
So real quick before we go, what are the sports things that are hot there right now?
Really?
I've been following, but you know, what, yeah, but like what's
baseball.
Seem like there's too much going on.
There's not. I mean, baseball is the big thing with Kentucky right now. Apparently, Dan McDonald's coming back, and the Louisville fans are happy about that. At least Ty Spalding is. I mean, for the football teams, like there's nothing. Like there's nothing going on with football at all, other than Deion Walker's making all these preseason lists and talking about being a top 10 draft pick. But other than that. There's not. Andy saw the picture last night of Steve Rummage and Nolan Smith, which we all love around here. Which was great. It was a great picture.
Oh, he looked great. The whole group looked great. That was a good time.
That looked like a good time. I was jealous. They all looked there in their summer clothes. Looked great. But yeah, Nolan may be in Memphis. I don't know if you saw that, Andy. But last thing we'll talk about here, Nolan may be with Penny, and they're trying to get a deal worked out to where Memphis plays Louisville home and home.
They should always play. You already know what I think about this. College basketball is ridiculous.
Yeah.
The way they schedule is cowardly and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but the majority of them schedule cowardly and ridiculous. It's like 15 games that don't matter every year. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So, absolutely. Memphis, Cincinnati, Kentucky. I mean, Louisville should play at all those, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, every single one of those should be played, and that's just simple. It's just I don't know. College basketball just keeps doing it to itself, man. It makes no sense at all. All these teams should play. These teams should play. Louisville should play Butler. They should have a home and home with Butler.
Sure.
Down the road. It's a good road trip. All these. Come on. And Butler's not good. I mean, they haven't been very good.
But still.
Yeah, they didn't make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. It's a good venue and it's close. Well, we got to get out of here. We got Soccer City coming up with Jeff Milby and Benton Newman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What's old Benton up to these days?
He's looking good.
He's still in Louisville, even though he's a Kentucky fan?
Yeah, he's got...
He's a UK fan that did the switchover?
His hair's still looking fantastic. He's doing great, but I'll text you tomorrow. We'll meet up somewhere after the show. How about that?
All right, brother.
All right, we'll see you then.
We'll see you guys.
All right, Andy Sweeney celebrating his first Father's Day. Well, Anna, that was an eventful, fun show.
Yeah, that was a jam-packed show.
Glad you had fun today. Soccer City next here on ESPN 680 105.7.